Hi, everybody. Well, here we are, another Friday night. And end of the week for probably a lot of people, their work week anyway. So let's do a clearing for the date. And today is the 25th of March, 2016. And here we go. We'll just clear those numbers off of you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we will work with energy that you may have attached to you from someplace, energetic cordings or just situations that you're dealing with, and we'll clear that here. So if you have a pain in your body or a situation you've been dealing with for a little bit here, think of it right now, and we'll take you off of that one particular timeline, and it'll be you and other people on it, naturally. There's probably thousands, if not millions, of people on the timeline that you're on suffering of something. So here we go. Release that energy from you and giving you peace in its place. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll energize the light beings, so bring them up on your mind on your screen. And some people have multiple screens, so you can do that too. You have your TV plugged into your computer. You got one of those 80-inch ones or 90-inch TVs. Who knows, you know? But that'd be great to see big light be like that. Wow, that'd be something. So here we go. Let's energize the light beam for everybody to bring you peace into your room. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And, yeah, we had a lot of people at the expo listening to the monitors and enjoying that. You know, their body relaxed. It takes about 10 minutes to hear the monitors, and we have the sample clearings on it. In case you don't know what's on there, we have the light beam that comes up in the description, or at least the name of the clearing. So we do the trauma, the emotional, mental. I think we do feeling body. We do heartache, spirit infusion. And there might be a couple of other ones on there, but it's a really good sampling. And I count down the chakras like we do, and maybe go back 5 days for your particular issue that you're requesting. So we do those one at a time. And people just love it. So anyway, plus a light chamber or something else too. That's really great. But here we go. Let's bring Ann on. And are you out there, Ann? We'll see what's new and exciting.
Okay. Hi, Ron. Yes, I'm here. Happy to be here. I guess you said the date and everything, but in case you're new or you just found us by accident, you're listening to Ron Amatron, and this is the Creation Lightship Healing Show. Ron has a terrific website. If you haven't been to it already, it's creationlightship.com. There's a lot, you'll learn a lot from listening to these radio shows, but you can also read a lot of information there and do a lot of free clearings that'll make you feel terrific. So I recommend that very highly. And thank you for activating the light beings, Ron. And, yeah, I was imagining with you of how the bigger the picture of the light being, the more energy you'd be feeling. So that would be pretty great. somebody wrote in that it's a kind of big religious holiday today, which is Good Friday. So I thought maybe you could clear those energies, Ron, in case, you know, that's gotten attached to anybody.
Yeah, it's kind of funny, the death of Jesus, and it's a Good Friday. Whoopee.
I know.
Why could they say it's a sad Friday or something, you know, or I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah, Death Friday, Bad Friday, any of those.
Yeah, Bad Friday or anyway. So here we go. Let's release more of the energy here for that particular maybe the event, I guess. Maybe it may not have been on this exact date, but that's when they have it. But it'd be like a media clearing, actually. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. You're still hearing about it, so it'd be like a media clearing. So if you are suffering from this, go into the media clearing on this particular situation. So here we go, releasing the energy from Good Friday. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. And I'll do it one more time. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. And it could be possible that maybe you're one of those religious fanatics in a past life, and maybe you were one of the people who like to kneel themselves to a cross and carry it around, or whip yourself and whatever else. So if you feel like that could be you may want to do a clearing for that. It would be a good thing to get that stuff released from your body, out of your genetics. So it just depends how emotional you feel about this particular day, because you may be feeling very sad because of what your body went through, you know. So anyway, everything's kind of a clue for you to uncover and to get stuff released from you. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron, thanks. And last Sunday, March 20th, was the first day of spring. And I don't know, it's doubtful to me that people listening, or too many people listening, did any kind of celebrations, or I guess it's the spring equinox, and they sometimes do rites of spring sort of things, and the New Age movement loves to do that. But just in case anyone was affected by any of that, I was wondering if we could clear that for us, too.
Okay, so the spring is sprung, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So here we go. Let's clear away that energy. So releasing it. One, two, this could be tracking barcodes on you. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. That's feeling better, nine and ten. So, okay, back to you.
So we did need that.
And I just wonder if anybody out there, have you been smelling the clones lately as they're decomposing? Because people do have different body odors now. And it's actually the death, smell of death that the bodies are exhibiting. So if you happen to, feel somebody kind of reeking, or they just smell a little different, or like, where did they get that, deodorant at? It doesn't smell too good or whatever. Well, it's probably their body. And so that's the clones kind of falling apart here. So anyway, if you notice that, you may want to send us an email. That'd be great to see if anybody else out there is smelling the dung pile from the clones. So anyway, and then also, I just had my laptop battery go bad. They do go bad, just because they do. But I also heard a couple other people having their laptop battery go bad within a week. I go, that's kind of weird, So we'll just see if anybody out there has had a battery issue with their laptops. I'm kind of curious. I don't know what would cause that, or even car batteries or something. Maybe there's some energies being circulated to maybe weaken things out there like that. So anyway, just thought I'd bring that up. Worked fine when I was home. Would last for maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, and now it's about 15 minutes, so it's kind of weird. But anyway, back to you.
Yeah, that is kind of weird. So, Ron, one listener is writing in and suggesting that clearing spring and the spring equinox would be a good thing to clear on the alien keyword intercept. And also natal barcode, I always like to throw in. That's a wonderful clearing. And someone suggested we might need to clear spring fever and other phrases like that all around spring. Like you said, spring has sprung. And so those would be good sort of sayings to get out of us, right?
Yeah. Kind of weird how they use the word spring, or why they're using the word spring. We have fall probably because the leaves are falling. But what's springing, I don't know. It's kind of weird how, what if they just say, I don't know what they would say. Maybe spring is all they could come up with. But
Well, it's kind of, bouncy and up, and the flowers come up from the ground. And
yeah.
I don't know. The origination of these things is kind of a mystery. Okay, so yeah, people are writing in saying they have had trouble with batteries. Someone had trouble with new watch battery going.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, someone saying, is this all just alien lingo that we use? It's controlling us in some way.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for clearing that. Oh, and I had a question, Ron. While you were in New York last weekend, of course, we put on some archived shows, and on Friday night, we had the one where we talked a lot about the planetary interference that was started around January 20th, I believe, and was supposed to last for about a month. I don't know if you recall that those discussions. We talked about it on a show, and it's the age of Aquarius. Remember all that? And the planets were going to align for about a month. And I was wondering, has that energy left or at least lessened now, or is that something we still need to keep clearing off of ourselves?
Boy. It feels like it'll be here till about June. So
interesting.
I'm in the middle of it.
Okay. Because I believe some helpful listener had done some research, and it was supposed to affect us for a month. So it seems like it's a little worse than we thought. Oh, someone else said they had to get a new battery for their laptop. It kept shutting down. So I guess it is happening to people, Ron.
Yeah, very, very strange. So I don't have an answer for that one.
So maybe, I don't know, do you want to do a couple more planet releases or not? Do you want us to just do that planetary release that you have on your website?
Let's do one for, what haven't we cleared? I don't think we've cleared Saturn for a while, have we?
Oh boy, I don't remember. But if that came to you, maybe we need it cleared.
Yeah, let's clear that energy off, so whatever that means. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okie doke. There we go.
Okay, that felt good. Now, I know you just put the Earth back into 100% light on Wednesday. So might it need it again today, or do you think we're set?
Oh, it feels fine. No problem.
Oh, that's good to know. How about, are there any aliens listening that we need to clear?
Yeah, let's clear those. So if anything is out there in your room that you can't see, but it's there listening, wanted to get a bus ticket out of here, here we go. So, again, we'll count probably to 100. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And just kind of sample your room energy. Sometimes it'll get cold before it gets normal. As they come in, it could be a real cold energy happening. I haven't ever felt it get warm, but I do feel it get cold. So, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, there we go, everybody. See how the energy feels in your room now, and you might feel a little freer. Maybe you might feel more space around you. Well, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. I think that's great because it makes sense, doesn't it, that some aliens might show up around people that listen to these shows all the time, kind of hoping you do that. And I had a thought. I was actually discussing this with another co-host about another issue, but you know how we people, unfortunately, sometimes see those numbers, you know, matching numbers, and the New Age movement, of course, calls them master numbers, and you're supposed to be honored if you see them, and we know it's the aliens hooking us up. If we see those numbers, wouldn't be a really good thing to do to be right away play that help enslaved aliens leave Earth clearing?
Yeah, that could be good, yes, uh-huh.
Because maybe they're even prompting us through that.
Yeah, that could be.
Like, we want to get out of here.
Yeah, they may want to get out, so they're showing you numbers. Yeah, that's possible. And also do timeline crashes on those numbers, maybe along with, the numbers on your NATO barcode. So get rid of those things, too.
Right. Okay, we had a request from someone to clear the planet Pluto.
Okay, so Pluto, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, let's stay away from the other one. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. I'm just wondering if they are, remember when we do the psychic billboard, I just wonder if the aliens can be putting those tracking numbers along with what they want to control you with as far as, with how they want you to live your life, the programs. Maybe they have those also stuck on your psychic billboard. So anyway, maybe somebody has that clearing. You may want to put some of those numbers that you see all the time in there and just see what happens. Because remember, we have what you want and where you are, basically, what the aliens want and what your friends want. So you have three different boxes that you fill out that's directing or controlling you. And you may want to try putting those numbers into the alien part of that. So back to you.
Right. Someone wrote in that they ran the natal barcode to clear the first day of spring energies, and they put in vernal equinox, then the word equator, and the day lightened up for her after she put in that word equator, and she says, grateful for all the tools you've given us, Ron.
Great.
So, yeah, that's
great.
Interesting.
Yeah, people use their website all different ways, they become very creative on what they're putting in, and all of a sudden you get some wonderful results, just something that we don't even talk about, but that's great.
Yeah.
And, we have all these entities around, too, how they attach to us and how they could come into our bodies, and they come in normally because of an issue that we're dealing with. And I don't know if they... have one that's stronger than the other. It could be. You could have one that's really addictive and, it has a following that's bringing in more of them because they're all buddies or what. But, it's hard to say how entities, how you attract more of them. Normally, I guess it'd just be from how much energy you're emitting, because if these things are sucking out your energy, maybe you got 100 of them in you and they're feeding off you fine. Maybe there's no more energy for anything else to come in. So it all depends how much energy you have on an issue and how you're dealing with it. And if you do have an issue, then you want to do, find out what, if it's in one of your emotional bodies that you can't see, your physical energetic bodies, let's put it that way. It's a lot of them are like emotional energies, but they're different subcategories. But you may have something stuck in one of those and it's attracting things. And or it's maybe in your psychic billboard that could draw entities to you. Or just maybe it's, the aliens bringing something to you. I would think that typically it would draw lots of stuff to you from worrying about something. So... if you're worrying about something that you have done in the past that may not be, right, maybe do something that wasn't nice or something, then you're worrying about it all the time, and that'll draw the entities to you, and the more you worry, they'll start worrying too, giving you more worries. So you want to get rid of the entities calling on worrying, which kind of relates going to another thing of fear. So... I think basically the population is tied very heavily into fear energies here. So back to you.
Yeah, that's really true, Ron. And I guess anytime you're in a mind energy about anything, you're going to attract energy entities. And maybe just explain what entities are, even though we have so many times, in case we have new listeners. I always like to consider new listeners when it's the time of year when you're doing the expos.
Yeah, so when the when a person dies, you have an emotional body. When you're living, you have one too. But when you die, that emotional body needs to be fed from other energies. That needs life force from a body to keep it alive. And naturally, you know, you have other energetic bodies too. But the emotional one is what you would see as ghosts. So you go to a psychic reader and you want to get information about something, and they're probably going to read, you know, if you want to talk about one of your loved ones, you'll be reading that emotional body normally. Now, because it's invisible, it could be considered spirit. So a lot of readers will say that, oh, I got the spirit of so-and-so here. And it's not really what looks out of their eyes, because that's already slam dunked into darkness. You know, once you once the body dies, you have maybe, you know, probably a good couple of weeks to get the spirit released. That's why you want to do the spirit barcode or the deceased loved one's, you know, spirit clearing to get them out of here before they get stuck in the darkness, going down that wonderful, you know, white light darkness tunnel created by the aliens to keep you here reincarnating. Well, what the reading is your emotional body, because the spirit energy, the spirit itself of the person, you know, is going to be so low on energy, it'll be almost be dead-like body, because the body died of some type of major trauma or condition, physical illness or something. And so the spirit's just going to be, you know, barely functional because it's not cleaned off yet. And if it did come to somebody, it'll probably wreak into them whatever the person died with. So if the person died with, say, lung cancer, and maybe they suffered for, just to say, 10 years, just to pick a number, that's a lot of trauma. And the spirit's going to have that. And if it comes into you, that spirit energy of that person could come right into your energy field and into you and contaminate your spirit. Remember, the spirit energy will attract itself. You know, like, you know, light will come to light, but it'll have darkness with it. So it will bring darkness into the light and could contaminate you. So that's why you don't want to do any type of healings. But that's one of the major reasons. The energy that you're normally looking at when people do readings or you see things or feel something, or, oh, you say, oh, I feel, you know, Aunt Jane in the room here. Well, that's going to be the emotional body, because the darkness does not want to heal that, because it's sticking around here to torment people with the mind control problems that emotional body has had throughout its life. So it's like a record keeper of all your events, and then it comes into somebody, and it can actually live inside of that person like an entity, which is what it actually is. But you could also have your emotional body get contaminated and corrupted by it also. And then it can bring in more of the like type of energies like it and get hundreds of emotional bodies attached to you. And, you know, you wonder why you can't get well, especially if you're addicted to something. You're addicted to, you know, whatever it is, you're going to be drawing all those entities, especially hard drugs. So back to you.
Ron, you reminded me, too, of people that are psychics and read energy, how sad it is, really, and damaging. I saw somebody on TV. It was quite a young man, and he connects celebrities to their deceased loved ones, and he said, and he, you know, did it on TV, and of course everyone was crying, and you saw how, oh, that's really attracting a lot of entities because there's so much emotion. And he actually said that when he connects to a dead person, a deceased person, the energy of how they died and when they died goes through his body. Mm. I mean, I can't believe this young man is allowing this to happen to him.
Yeah, boy. He won't be living very long.
No. It was just made me so sad now that I understand, you know, that people, I know some people almost can't help being somewhat psychic. You know, they get messages and things, and but boy, you want to do everything you can to shut that down and not connect to other people's energy, right?
Yeah, and he probably has been told somewhere that it's really a gift that he has and it's good to do. You know,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
God love you for doing this, you know.
So, someone else, Ron, wrote in that they were having trouble with batteries this week. In this case, also a watch battery. And then another listener wrote in and wants to know, could it be that the aliens are taking this battery energy for their robotic clone energy because they're decaying, as you mentioned earlier, and need to energize?
Well, that'd be that's a good observation, very possible. I can't say one way or the other, but that would sort of answer some questions, you know. That's why I brought it out tonight, like, what's going on here, you know? So, yeah, very interesting.
Right.
Very possible. They're using that energy.
Right. So we have two questions about animals tonight, Ron. And one person requested, could you do a clearing on a bird that died? It's not someone's pet, to release their spirit and emotional body.
Yeah, let's see here. So we'll just do that right now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 there. It's released.
Okay, and so I have a question, though. You have said, I believe, so tell me if I'm right about this, that if you have a deceased loved one and you buy the deceased loved one's spirit, I'm not sure exactly the wording, but you can release their spirit and their emotional body from, you can release their emotional body from Earth and also sort of help the light beings find their spirit. If you've already purchased that, haven't you said that you could then do it for an animal?
Yes, you can, uh-huh.
Okay. I thought so. So perhaps this listener didn't know. I mean, it's fine that they made the request on the show, but maybe they didn't realize that. And I have a feeling it's someone that does have that clearing. So that's what you could do in the future. And someone else just asked, could we do an animal healing tonight? Nothing specific.
Boy, you would need to think of an animal and a condition that it's dealing with for me to do any good. So, you know, do that. You'd have to be able to have one unless you've seen something somewhere. And it has to be in real time, okay? It can't be something that you saw on TV where they have rescue animals, you know, that they could have made this film, you know, 5 years ago and they keep playing it to get your money, you know, to help them out. It has to be something that is in real time right now that you have seen maybe today or yesterday. So here we go. Otherwise, it's not going to work. It's just not a blanket healing to go out and fix all animals. So you got to pinpoint an animal that has a problem. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Here we go.
Okay, and I just want to remind people also that on February 13th, and you have done animal clearings that were wonderful on the radio show two different times and have allowed us to use them forever. So I hope people have those. So February 13th is a good one. It was near the end of the show, I believe. So I think that's really good to play. As many times, actually, I play that all the time for my cat, and she really likes it. Now, and someone else asked about when you did the 12 source energies, which I believe was an archive that was run just last week also, how often can they listen to that? And I hope everyone knows this, really hears this. You can listen to that every day, 10 times a day, because the energy will never lessen. And that is a wonderful archive to listen to. So it was replayed last Saturday, the 19th, so you could listen to it again. So, and we all thank you for that so much, Ron.
Oh, that's great. Wonderful.
Yeah. All right, so we have quite a few emails, so let's see if we can get back into them here. That's the 12 source energies we answered. Oh, I know. We had a couple of questions about, I think I'll just make our announcements in the middle of the show.
Sure.
This Sunday is the last of the 8-hour calls for the month of March, and it starts at 10 a.m., and if it's a series of three, which is what most people do, a short Saturday call and the series of three. However, you can still join that call if you'd like to, and the information is on Ron's website, which is creationlightship.com. Then next weekend, we have a lot of things going on, and it's very important that everybody gets this and hears this. Saturday, April 2nd, which is a week from tomorrow, at 10 a.m., Ron is going to do a shackle removal call. It starts at 10, and it lasts for 2.5 hours. Right, Ron?
Yes, that's correct. Yeah,
and it costs $30.
Time.
Right, 10 a.m. Pacific. It costs $30, which you pay for by making a donation to Ron through PayPal on his website, and then forward the receipt to creationlightship@yahoo.com, which is Ron's email. And right before the call, like next Friday, Ron will send out the phone number that you need and the PIN number that you call in on to experience that call. And then the same day at 1 o'clock is the 4-hour ascension call, where Ron will, in addition to the healings that go on, will charge 7 bottles of water for you to drink throughout the week. And the next day is the first of the 3 8-hour calls for the month of April. And as always, do everything you can to be on our Saturday night shows, because there's always a trip to the Lightship on Saturday nights, and you want to be able to enjoy that live. So I hope you'll all join us again tomorrow night at the same time. I always want to say same bat channel, like they used to say on Batman. So tomorrow night, same time. And anything else you want to say about the shackle? Oh, I know. Between now and next Saturday, Ron has suggested that we clear as many words and phrases that are related to shackles and slavery and that kind of thing on the Alien Keyword Intercept Healing, which is free, and the Natal Barcode Clearing, which can be purchased on his website for $50, which is wonderful. And we've been compiling a list of those phrases, so maybe over the weekend we can send some of those out to people who are interested. I'll check and see if that's ready to get sent out yet. Is that correct, Ron? We want to clear some of those things before the call on Saturday.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful. Yeah, because the more you get cleared off before the call starts, the more or the better your healing is going to be working. Remember, because there's a lot of residue and different layers, and by getting rid of some of the layers of energies, then we can go a little deeper in you and release the stuff. So it's really a good idea to do some prep work before. So back to you.
Okay. Okay, so we're still getting questions. Just to confirm, Ron, we have the date correct. It's next Saturday, April 2nd, correct,
okay,
in the morning?
That would be correct. Week from tomorrow, yes.
Okay. Okay. And someone had a quick question that when you're for a long time on your website, when people ran healings, Ron, we would hear your voice counting down, much like you do when you do healings in person or on the radio shows, and that is no longer happening. You've changed the way the healings run on the website. So this person has a question, are the healings still working if you don't have any sound on?
Yeah, it still should be there unless something happened. Let me know if everybody has that same thing. Maybe you can go on to one of the clearings and a lifetime clearance to see if there's no audio, and I can connected with the webmaster, but there should be audio. But sometimes through different, you know, internet servers and things, things can get kind of goofy.
So oh, see, mine don't have the sound. I thought you just changed your the way the website worked.
Nope, it should all be the same. So sometimes you might have a media player not hooked up right. I don't know, but let me know if everybody, if you're all having the same problem, and I can check further for technical difficulties. But it will still work.
Oh, well, I'm glad. Thank you, listener, for that question, because I haven't had, mine hasn't been with volume in literally years. And I've never had the thought, though, that something wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
What kind of comments we get?
Okay.
So if you do have audio and you try it, send me an email and say, yes, Ron, the audio works on the whole lifetime clearings with your voice talking or something like that. So
okay,
back to you.
Yes. Okay. So someone sent in, because we were talking about animals, so this is a nice email. Someone sent in that another win for animals, SeaWorld, which is in Southern California, that it has announced that it's ending its breeding program immediately. This means that the orcas who have been forcibly bred and confined for years to tanks that are to them the size of a bathtub will be the last ones made to endure a miserable life of deprivation at the parks. So that is such great news. Of course, people, I think, would be happier if SeaWorld just closed down altogether. I see commercials for SeaWorld on TV, and they seem to be just fine. People, not everyone got the memo about SeaWorld, and apparently people are still going there and spending lots of money because it's a very expensive day. But that is some good news, right, Ron?
Yeah, anything that's held captive should, you know, but, you know, it's, you know, people are held captive here, so.
Right.
Everything is bad when it has, it'd be nice to have free-ranged pets, you know, like birdies that you can go some seed to or something, and they're not in a cage, you know.
Right.
And we're on a prison planet, so just from that, you know, things can happen pretty easily because you're kind of used to it being caged up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get the shackles off you next Saturday, wow, a week from Saturday anyway, that'll be something you're going to have probably more body movement and feel freer. And you may have something going on with your body, which you don't even know what it's about, and you may feel perfect afterwards. Who knows? But, yeah, it is a wonderful clearing.
That's wonderful.
Yeah, so.
Recently you did two calls to remove pins from our bodies, and a listener wrote in to say that they think you are seeing the deeper energy and the timelines and holograms of the pins. I think they mean maybe on the second call or something, that you went really deep, and this person senses they are not being replaced.
Very good, very good.
Yes, I feel that way as well, and I hope that we're right, that listener and I are both correct. Okay, let's see what, okay, here's something about sound. My clearings do not have any sound. So
okay.
We'll see what the consensus. Okay, someone wrote in, interference was very strong this week, especially Tuesday and Wednesday. It's too much to write at all, but this cell phone was running in a circle of energy where the numbers are, and the battery went low. They felt a lot of mind energy coming to them. They felt like they couldn't get their words out, and they were very disturbed by that. And they thought it had something to do with the down satellites. Now, did you say something about downed satellites, Ron, or is that something that this person perhaps heard in the news?
Yeah, let's see here. The Sunday before the expo, let's see here. I believe it was Sunday night when the satellites were taken out, and I know there was three of them. and they were causing mind control, making people maybe lose their energy. After they got taken down, when I woke up Monday, I had all my energy back again. So I don't have a calendar in front of me, but maybe you could check the date on that.
Well, this past Monday was the 21st.
Okay, the expo was the 21st, a week before that then. Would be when that actually happened.
Okay. All right, well, very interesting.
So if you do feel like you have more energy now, it's because whatever was out there, and I think it was related to, stuff on this planet, transferring stuff up to these satellites and then trying to numb out humanity here. But I know there were three of them taken out, and as I talk, I'm seeing two more. Maybe they're further out that was possibly taken out, too. I don't know, but I'll say two for sure. And possibly five. So they're no longer transmitting. I can't say that they're destroyed, but they're no longer working. Let's put it that way.
Maybe. And is it the special forces, Ron, that took them out?
More than likely, yes. Uh-huh.
Interesting. Okay, someone else wrote in. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so if your energy come back to you, What date would that be, that Monday?
Oh, hold on. Let me open my calendar.
I'm guessing maybe like
okay.
The 15th or something?
If it was the 14th, would be the Monday of that week.
Okay, so if you felt your energy come back on the 14th of March, that means that those satellites were affecting you. And numbing you out somewhat, maybe making you more brain dead or making you feel tired or lack of energy or whatever it was doing, it was definitely interfering with your body's functioning. And so you may feel better since then. But you can probably remember back to that time. But it's hard for me to. I can kind of recall when that happened. But anyway, you should be feeling much better now. So we'll see if we have any comments on that.
Thank you, Ron. Is there anything additional clearing or anything we need from those satellites that maybe you could give us a clearing of?
Well, they're probably using something to connect you. I guess remember that you have two different systems. You have what's built inside of you, which is your genetics and your cellular mental energy. So that might be a good one to do. That's a clearing online because you want to clean the stuff out of you. But then you have the external stuff where the aliens are affecting your body. So the internal one very possibly could be the nano clearing. You may want to do some nano stuff. Maybe they're connecting to your little nanobots inside of you, those little energies that are, triggering and get activated. That was put into you through the air or through other lifetimes going into the past. So these things are dormant until they get activated. So very possibly they wanted to do that now to activate stuff in you. So, and it feels like it'll be a little more intense probably coming up maybe the next couple, maybe 3 months from now as the energies tend to change a lot here, so you may start to feel a little more agitation or something because the everything now is kind of getting, put on high alert in a sense with the time-traveling soldiers. So there's something going on, but I can't put my finger on it.
Well,
I saw this, so yeah, I can talk about this new weapon. This might be interesting. I was contacted by six, actually bilocated there, and I went to some type of marine facility. It could have been one of their intel centers or something, but these six Marines officers wanted me to put online the time-traveling soldiers on high alert. And that was, I don't think when that was, I don't know, maybe like 4 or 5 days ago or something, I'm thinking. But what they had on them, their sidearm was different. So instead of having, you know, everybody has a gun, right, in the armed services. They have a gun, you know, attached to them, you know, on their hip, you know, like the cowboys, the Indians, or the cowboys had anyway, the old days, you know. So, but this thing was not, was really high tech. So I'll describe what it does. So I actually went into a, like a simulator, you know, a teaching, learning simulator to see how this thing works. So it has a, and I saw this on these six soldiers. So this thing is mounted, you know, in the holster like a gun. And there's a cable attached to it going to your belt. And I don't know how long it was. I don't know if it pulls out or not. We'll just say it's been long enough to stay attached as you move your arm around as you hold this weapon. So this is a different type of weapon. It you pull the trigger back on it halfway, and you kind of aim it, and you have glasses on, special goggles. And so what happens is as you're looking into your goggles and aiming your weapon, and you pull the trigger halfway, as you point it at a target, it will have like about a 3-foot diameter sphere. So we call that an orb, in a sense, just to keep, you know, or a ball. And you move, and on the gun itself, you can move it up and down, back and forth, so up and down, vertical and horizontally, until this orb connects to whatever you want to shoot at. So we'll just say that you're shooting at a, I don't want to use the word person, we'll just say like a tank, we'll say, okay? So now you have it on this tank, and the tank is moving. So once you release the trigger, this ball stays with the tank for 1 minute. And there's another thing where it can stay with it for 5 minutes, but it'll stay with it for 1 minute. Wherever the tank goes, it's following it. And you can get multiple targets and just aim it and redirect the next orb, say, or the next ball of energy, and it will actually lock into this. So it's probably using GPS stuff also, and it's tracking whatever you attach this ball to. So let's just say that you have 10 targets, and then you just pull the trigger if you're in that time frame of within a minute, and instantly the stuff is destroyed. So, you know, with just one trigger movement. So that's kind of what I saw, and I go, wow, this is really strange. You know, it's pretty high-tech stuff. And so instead of having a sharpshooter, this thing will work that way because you can move the ball around just by moving a little thing on the gun itself. So anyway, that's what I saw as they have for technology. And this is probably more so used, I would think, since they wanted us to help fight aliens. That would probably be what it would be used for, is maybe an alien weapon. So anyway, the range on it is typically up to 1 mile. And it could go further, maybe up to 5 miles. I don't know what the effectiveness would be on it, but it can go further. But for shorter range, we'll say it'll shoot out about 400 rounds from this one pack that you have on your belt. So that's what I was picking up on it. So you have to change it after that. I don't want to talk about war stuff too much, but if you're fighting aliens, that would be a great weapon to have. It will actually lock into a moving target. And once that target moves, you know, I don't know how fast it will move, you know, throughout a timeline, but, you know, it could stay locked in and you could have great success. So anyway, that's what I saw. That might be one of their new high-tech things that maybe they had, you know, undercover or something. I don't know. So back to you. If anybody's heard about it, let me know, you know.
Well, it's nice to hear it seems like the good guys have that.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And does it seem like all of the time-traveling soldiers have them, or just a couple?
I think they may have that, but this year was more for the physical Marines that have this particular, you know, gun, we'll call it, or sidearm.
Oh, I see.
So the brass, the high ones had it. I don't know if every Marine would have it or not, but maybe they do have it to fight aliens. I don't know. But these six officers did have this on them. So I was kind of intrigued. And then I went back to look at it, and they put me into a simulator where I could actually see how it actually worked and stuff. But anyway, maybe you hear about it in the news in a year or two, you know. You know, I don't know how secret this thing is, if they have it, but anyway, I don't have any clauses for being top secret or anything, so that's what I saw. Anyway, so back to you. I don't have that jurisdiction. It doesn't pertain to me whatsoever.
Well, thank you, Ron. I think people really enjoy hearing those stories, and that's kind of positive and makes it feel like, oh, good, we're doing okay. Two things about the shackle call next. I'm sorry, Ron, did you have any more you wanted to add about that?
Oh, no, that's good. That's good.
Okay, two things about the shackle call. One is a person has a question, could you be absentee on that call?
I don't see why not. It shouldn't affect you negatively, so I would say yes, you could be. Uh-huh.
Okay, and someone just sent a receipt to CLS Questions, which that's okay. I forwarded it to Ron. But please send your receipts to creationlightship@yahoo.com, which is Ron's email address. Ron doesn't get the emails from CLS Questions. That's just for the co-hosts. So just be sure and send that there, and also anything personal that you want to talk to Ron about or ask him about. So, Ron, the consensus seems to be that there's no sound anymore on the website with your voice counting. And what I think happened...
Okay, I'll see what's going on with that. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome, but I think that you may have forgotten, but I believe that what happened is when you're running more than one healing and you have the sound on, it started to go kind of wonky on people's computers. It was like too much sound. And
I think
you took that off for a reason. I think
possible.
Yeah, you're forgetting. And now somebody wrote in very concerned, does this mean my whole life healings didn't work? But I know that they did.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if the voice is there or not. It's still working.
Right. Okay.
You should be in front of your computer. Feeling the energies come into your body to help you out. So,
right. Okay, so, cool.
It'll always work.
Yeah, so. I knew that, but I just wanted to be sure that was confirmed for the listeners, because I wouldn't want anyone to think that their healings weren't working. okay, someone is wondering also if they could purchase the cording clearing, which is one of your weekday calls. I believe that one is on Thursday, and be absentee on it.
The cording is Mondays. I mean, Tuesdays.
Tuesday, that's right.
Yeah, Tuesday, energetic cordings.
Right.
Yeah, there's no problem with that. And you might want to get your water containers out ready to spark them. We do skin misting. We do pain release water. I might do copper water, possibly. We may do a sleeping water, and we may do life force. You may want to have five waters out, and every call is different, so I can't guarantee that. You know, we always do skin misting, we always do a drinking water, and we always do the a pain release. So for sure you'd have three waters charged up. So if you're not on the call, I would just put three out. Because the other two may be optional, and, you know, you don't want to, it'll have peace energy in them if we didn't do anything to them anyway. So that could work that way. So back to you.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Now, earlier when you were talking about the satellite being cleared two weeks ago almost now, I had two questions. One is, would the satellite timeline crash, which is free on your website, help us now? Would that be a good one for us to run for ourselves since these satellites are now gone?
Well, these three are gone with mind control. There could be hundreds of them. So these three were causing lots of problems.
I see.
Okay, so I'm not, you know, you have to look at it as what we did. So the three are gone. So, you know, I'd like to know if anybody has their energy feeling better, you know, over the last week and a half. That's my question. Do you feel like you have more energy right now? So let's see what we get for comments.
Okay. And a listener wrote in that, you know, she's sort of been having a hard time in general and feels like she's getting a lot of alien attacks, and she feels like her head has some pressure on her forehead. And I was wondering, this also occurred to me when you were talking about the satellites, if you could shut down our third eye and maybe our crown chakra, because we may have new listeners, and maybe you could also explain why that's a, you know, why you're doing those two things.
Yeah, the crown you don't want opened up, because that's the main entry for the aliens to come into your body through your crown chakra, so you want to keep that closed. So then also your third eye, you don't want to really see too much, only because you may see things you don't want to see. So here we go, closing the crown chakra, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and closing down your third eye, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can reopen it if you want, but you know, it's best just to not see too much, because that could traumatize you. So we got a little bit of time left. We can go maybe another 5 minutes here, I think, is probably okay. So let's do 5 minutes more on the program.
Yes, okay. Is there anything, any sample healings, Ron, you feel like we need? Or how do we all seem present and heart-centered?
Yeah, you know, yeah, everybody seems good. You know, I would say something to deal with maybe trauma clearing, maybe fear clearing. I'll do fear. Here we go. So fear, releasing fear from people. So thinking about fear issue. Remember, tax day is coming around the corner. You know, that could be a big fear if you do that stuff. So here we go. Fear, releasing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And I'll do something that deals with maybe you're looking into the future, trying to predict your life or something. There's no clearing for that on the website, but I'll take away something that you're dealing with, trying to project something out there, or and something that you think may be happening that may not, but you're putting all your eggs in one basket, you know, hoping that this thing's going to help you out or whatever, or you're, you know, something's going to happen that's going to be wonderful for you. So let's get rid of that energy, because you want to live in the present moment. Otherwise, you're in the future. You don't want to live there. Geez, that'd be awful to have all the aliens capture you in the future. Then where are you going to be now in your present? You're going to say, where did I go, right? So here we go, releasing the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Ann, I guess we could probably end the program unless somebody sent something in.
No, I think that's it. You know, I think it'll be good for everyone to think of things to clear before the shackle clearing. And we'll see, I think hopefully by tomorrow we'll get that list together. People are already asking for that, and we'll send it out. And that's it. Just please be on the show again tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And you can request rooms to go to, think of a physical healing you'd like worked on. And that's all. Thank you, Ron.
Okay, here we go, everybody. So we'll do the mind and heart drop. So we can do it together. So words are very simple. I now command my spirit to take the thoughts inside of my head and drop them down into my heart. And you have to say it out loud naturally or whisper it. And here we go, dropping down. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 1098-765-4321. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you for listening. And do that mind a heart drop maybe half a dozen times a day to feel peaceful. And if you have a situation going on, then definitely do that, and you may be able to feel calmer about it. Bye, everybody. Thank you, Anne. Thank you, ladies. Bye, everyone.